With the given name of Maggie Wander, of course this young woman would find her way to lead a community of rappers, singers, spoken word artists, and writers. She calls herself Dessa.
I haven't met a locked door yet that I couldn't beat. On a chain around my neck, I keep my skeleton key.
Dessa says it was studying philosophy at the University of Minnesota that led her to the rap collective Doomtree, which she would later join and become the CEO of their independent record label. Dessa has three full-length albums and has published two books of poetry. This song is also a good name for Dessa herself these days, fully immersed with elbows and fists at the ready. It's called Fighting Fish.
Fighting Fish, the song that we just heard, I'd written because I was sitting on a panel with a bunch of other musicians. Most of them were from the Midwest. And as much as I love the values that I gleaned from a childhood growing up in Minnesota, one of the things that I just don't love was this idea that the way that we value humility at the expense of ambition sometimes, to try to stand out, to be special, to try to do something exceptional, is essentially a conceit. And we ought to sit down to another cup of like lukewarm coffee with one sugar, one cream.
So, you're singing really loud there, Dessa, you know?
Kind of.
So that is upsetting to you.
I understand why someone believing that they're special could be problematic. You know, that can lead to issues of superiority and exceptionalism. But at the same time, it's really hard to do something special unless you think that you might be capable of it. And so this idea that it's all kind of workaday, keep your head down, keep your nose to the grindstone, do your good work and then go to bed. I thought, but man, what about reaching? What about trying for something big and maybe unprecedented? Can I do it? I have absolutely no idea. Will I do it if I don't try? Definitely not.
A whip with no candle, a wheel with no axle, a ride with no saddle, no lift, then I'm dragging the kite. A blade with no handle, a brick for your window, I'm fine, but I'm single and dumb and I'm the same on both sides.
Part of what you are doing is trying to tap into anger and a sense of outrage in the way things are organized in this society, and it seems that your audiences expect that in some ways.
You know, a little bit. For me, the sweet spot feels like it lives somewhere between beauty and anger and tenderness. You know, a different titration of those three ingredients constitutes most of the music and art that I'm interested in.
Yeah. Not too many musicians use titration to describe their work. What's your background?
I studied philosophy as an undergraduate, and then after that, I knew that I wanted to practice philosophy, but I wasn't sure how. So I ended up
still doesn't explain titration. That's chemistry.
I ended up as a medical technical writer for a while. But to be honest, I remember learning the word titration in my chem class in high school, and I really liked that idea. So I just tucked that one in my breast pocket, and I keep it for radio interviews just in case.
Yeah. You're a poet?
I am. Yeah, I am.
What about poetry allows you to speak again in a voice that, you know, is going to grab somebody and turn them around?
One of the strengths of poetry is its absolute potency. You know, it's been boiled for days or months or years so that most of the good stuff has absolutely no extraneous word. And that's exciting. But yeah, I do have a poem with me called Mercy. Want me to give it a go?
Sure.
To forgive is to summon your character, red-eyed and sober, and command it to behave against the current of your instinct, to reach up and take down your own flag. To forgive is to break the wishbone of a living bird who consents to the procedure and volunteers to stay awake to save on anesthesia. It is to make a snow angel in the sawdust beneath the bench where they are shaving down your pride. To arrive at mercy, you pass through a tiny wooden door whose polished knob is the head of a brass pin. You do not enter whole. You undo yourself, pass yourself in pieces to be reassembled on the other side. Your vertebrae go singly, to be rethreaded on the wire of your spine. The larger bones are first reduced by fire. It happens in the early morning hours, often in a sudden, soft collapse. It will happen when your lungs are empty and your heart is still between contractions, and you will feel a cracking, like a breaking paper dam. some pain, then swift release. And there you'll have it, every grievance unspooling at your feet, shining like cassette tape. I don't know how many have done it and survived. They don't come back to say. But I have seen them through the keyhole, swaying, mute, serene, with folded hands and upturned faces like rag dolls assembled by the blind.
Why is there so little mercy in places like Syria?
Oh, man. I'm certainly no geopolitical expert, but I think we are quick to identify otherness. We're quick to jump to a quick tagline. We're romanced by that kind of saccharine soundbite.
Find the enemy.
Find the enemy, or when we talk about economic migrants versus refugees, the idea that people are somehow coming to take something away from us.
As a young woman rapper, do you seek identity with your audiences, encouraging them as young women to speak as powerfully as you do?
You know, trying to be an active role model to me feels like a great way to water down and ruin the whole thing. Like nobody's mom walks in and says, I think this person should be a role model. And then the daughter goes, yeah. I mean, the whole point is there's an edge. That's why you like something when you're 13 and 14. But for me, I think that the objective has been to be as honest and as true about the wins and about the losses, and to trust that that truth will resonate and do its own work. I don't have to have an agenda. The true stories will do that on their own.
Welcome to New York.
Thank you. I love it here.
Thanks, Tessa.
Thanks.